glad you are here with us today as we spring forward with a new financial wellness. I know I'm ready for spring. How about you, Leah?
Yes, definitely. With the tulips starting to bloom and the sunny days at our head, there's so much fun to be had, not only with your friends and family, but also with your finances as well. But before we get into that, how about you read our disclaimer?
This episode is being recorded on April 9th, 2024. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, legal, or tax advice. It is important to discuss your situation with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically.
With April upon us and the transition to spring beginning, including the time change, this is a good reminder for everyone to refresh and reset. That's why today we are going to be sharing some savvy tips that will help you spring forward this season.
One of the main benefits of spring cleaning is feeling well organized. With that April 15th deadline coming to us, it may be time to reassess your tax status. Whether you may have owed a little more or you are in a bigger refund mode, taking the time to work with a financial advisor is a great way to assess your situation in order to achieve that break-even status.
Yeah, so Lindsay mentions a good point. Why is breaking even such a good thing that you should aim for throughout the year? Well, this actually means that your take-home pay is higher than what it would be if you were contributing more into those taxes. So making sure that you're able to accurately put some of that money aside for your taxes will help on the day-to-day expenses and actually able to allow you to contribute more to your retirement and any other financial goals that you have.
Another important deadline for springing forward is the FAFSA deadline. The free application for federal student aid has many perks to it. Filling out the FAFSA can position families to borrow for school with federal student loans if needed. However, if you don't qualify, it's still good to fill it out to see where you are at.
Yeah, and as Lindsay mentioned, there are some deadlines to be aware of. Make sure you're keeping up with these three deadlines. There is the college deadline, the state deadline, and the federal deadline. We will discuss this further in another episode on Share the Wealth at a later time.
As you continue that spring cleaning, another great thing to do is dusting off your estate plan. Take a look at the list of your beneficiaries to see if anything has changed within the past year.
Another thing that you should do is if there's any change in any of the relationships, such as getting married, having children, having grandchildren, this can prompt a change that needs to cause you to update your estate plans immediately. With these tips, we hope you are ready to embrace the spring season and your financial goals all year long.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for the next one. And as always,
don't forget, share the wealth.